Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore.
Oh.
We don't talk anymore like we used to do.
Yes, Kid Nation, we do have that engagement announcement we've been teasing about for the whole weekend. Coming up in about 20 minutes. Don't worry about that.
Excited.
Tomorrow at 7:50 Central, Haley Steinfeld interview. But right now, it's all about the Poothster.
It's all about the Pooth.
Charlie Puth.
Jingle Ball was last week, and we have all these celebrities, all these artists come in and perform all on one stage, same night. It's a really cool show. And we get the benefits of interviewing all these people.
Yeah.
And we get to play them on the show here and there. Now, Charlie Puth, I believe, was going to be an interview conducted by me and Big Al Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
that's what I thought.
All the research Al put into it.
And our producer said, no, we got it.
It was going to be a Don Cheadle's interviewing the Charlie Puth, but.
No, we got it. We got it, Big Al.
Last minute change.
Let's go out there and take these tickets up to and upgrade somebody.
Yeah. That's what you were doing. That's why you weren't there for this. But, Justin, you stepped in.
Yeah, I was able to step in. I didn't know you were going to interview Charlie Puth again. Yeah,
it's okay.
What'd you call him?
Okay. Charlie Puth.
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 Yes.
Puth.
All good, dude.
Puth.
All good.
Puth.
Yeah. So it was me and Justin. Justin, you're pretty good with celebrities because you make them feel right at home.
I hope so. Sometimes. Or I'm just like an obsessed fan and they're just like, oh, why did we get stuck with him? Because I freak out. I fangirl a little bit. But
it's the human thing to do when you meet somebody that's famous and very, very artistic and up there. Because he's a big deal.
Oh, he is. And this is the third time I've met him, so I was pretty chill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's see how chill Justin was.
Previous interactions.
Right. Okay. Here we are with Charlie Puth.
Charlie Puth is in the house. You finally finished your performance, and now you can party.
Yeah, now I can party.
Are you going to go out tonight?
No, I'm not going to go out tonight. I'm not much of a partier, honestly.
Save that voice, Charlie.
I know. I'm not much of a partier.
I was ready. We were ready to go in case you needed the backup vocals.
For partying? You're actually talking about singing.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that was actually in the right key.
Was it really?
Yeah.
What key was that?
D flat major.
Of course it was.
I'm only one call away.
Oh, God.
I'll be there to save that day. You guys are really
talented. We just harmonized with Charlie very poorly.
I've met some people who think that everyone can sing. Do you think everyone has the ability to sound beautiful when they sing?
Oh, absolutely 100% no.
Thank you for saying that. No. Jenna on our show can't sing, even though sometimes she gets lucky.
No, she can't, but that's okay.
So it turns out Jenna was in the room.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
We had forgotten. Jenna was sitting down there with her little sister, Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy was a huge fan.
Yeah.
So I sat with her so she could watch the interview. And then you guys started ragging on me.
So that hey you hear, that's Jenna. Yeah.
She's right there, Charlie.
Oh, yeah. I'm joking. Sorry.
I was going to tell you she was in you when we were talking trash about her, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm joking. That was a little harsh, though. No, that's you are, but that's okay.
But
Charlie, okay, I'm kidding.
He's mean.
I'm sorry.
You're not mean. We say the same thing to her face all the time.
I didn't see her right there. I
of course
she was
not.
In the other room.
I didn't.
Hi,
yeah.
Yes.
If you weren't here, it was going to go way deeper than that, Jenna. And that's Jenna's little sister. She's a big fan of yours right there.
Hi, Jenna's little sister who's a big fan of me. What's your name? Nice to meet you, Lucy. I like your jacket, Lucy.
Lucy wanted to know if you could go to her third grade dance with her. She doesn't have
third grade?
Oh, Lucy, you didn't want me yet to ask him? Oh, sorry about that.
Lucy, what year were you born?
Sounds pretty good.
That hurts my heart.
That sounds pretty good, Charlie.
2008.
I was listening to Lil Wayne in 2008.
Yeah, right. You like hip-hop, right?
Yeah, I love hip-hop.
You get down some rapping? What's your favorite hip-hop song of all time?
Probably Hip Hop Array by Naughty by Nature.
There you go.
Anything that's from New York.
I drew a picture of your mom, but you couldn't make my day.
Ooh! Hey. Now freestyle it, JC. Now freestyle it.
I can't freestyle it.
That's horrible. That's really bad.
You know, that's why we're not Naughty by Nature.
Naughty by Nature's dope.
We had them for Kelly Raspberry's birthday party last year. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
See, I would have fanboyed.
That's why you got to come hang out
with us. Is there anyone else you'd fanboy over?
I mean, you know what's funny? I still fanboy over Sean. He's my friend.
Sean Mendez?
Yeah, I know. It's completely opposite over, like, you know, Naughty by Nature.
You were hip-hop to Shawn Mendes.
No, Sean's like a good friend of mine, but every time he like sings, I'm like, damn, I wish I could like sing like that.
Oh, shut up.
No, I'm
Charlie.
Serious.
You got a good voice.
No, but he says the same thing about me, too, because
oh, really?
He's like, oh, I wish I could hit those high notes.
I would love to see a compliment battle between you and Sean.
I'd love to do a song with Sean.
Oh, are
well,
you
better than a compliment battle?
I guess that would be better than a...
Yeah, your move now, Shawn Mendes. Charlie Puth wants to do a song with you. You do a dang song with him.
Isn't he only one call away?
I mean, he is.
You have his phone number, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, call him and tell him.
He's in Canada though, so I don't really we don't call on the phone.
Don't talk anymore.
We don't talk anymore.
We don't talk anymore. It's expensive.
Like we used to, yeah.
But you know, I'll see him again. It's
strong. So are you gonna take a little break from the singing deal next year and do a little acting? Is what I'm hearing.
I actually scored my first acting gig the other day, which is crazy, and I don't know how much I'm allowed to talk about it, but it's crazy.
Okay, the title of the film, at least.
Yeah, I think
it's a TV show, right?
Yeah, it's a TV show.
That's all we'll give you right now.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if I'm very good at acting, though.
Of course you are. Yeah. You just got to pretend like you're somebody else.
I know, but I was playing myself.
Oh, you're playing Charlie Puth.
I was playing Charlie Puth.
Okay.
Life in Pieces on CBS.
Yes, I was playing Charlie Puth. As a cameo in Life in Pieces, I met the whole cast. They're very sweet for letting a non-actor pretend he's an actor. So.
That's not an acting gig, I don't think.
It is.
When you just walk on and be yourself.
Hold on. When you're playing Charlie Puth and they write lines for you, can't you technically go, no, that's not what I would say?
Yes, but they don't love hearing that. So
okay.
I just kind of cooperate so we can get out and go to In-N-Out and have some food.
Did you have to audition for that?
No, I didn't have to audition for myself because I'm Charlie Puth.
Damn, good point.
But...
How? I've got a question. I saw on your snap, how did your friend get the whole pool heated? And
oh
how much
God,
money
that
is that going to cost you?
Oh, that was my brother, Steven. Hi, Steven. I have this backyard with a pool in it, and he left the heater on, and he put this like function where the hot tub spills over into the pool, but left it on for a day, and I literally walked into my backyard. I thought there was like a landmine on fire or something like that. The whole pool was steaming. So instead of being mad at him, I was just like, let's swim in it. And, you know, thousands of dollars later, I guess, you know, thank God for song royalties. Because,
was it worth it?
Yeah.
No, it'll never be worth it.
No.
But, I mean, it was worth it for 5 seconds.
Did he even have girls over, or was it just dudes getting the pool
I guess
warm?
That would be the way to get girls over, heat the pool up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no girls, huh?
It's cold in the Hollywood Hills. And I never said there's no girls. Anyway, so.
Hey! We're going to leave you with that right there, Charlie Puth. We'll keep it mystery.
Yeah.
Charlie, seriously, such a cool dude.
Cool guy.
Young.
He was. And then he said he wanted to make a song with Shawn Mendes. That would be everyone's.
That's my dream. For Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie, you mean your dream right there.
To do a song together.
Yeah, can you imagine? Charlie Puth, Shawn Mendes. Shawn Mendes performed on SNL this weekend.
And he was.
So good.
Duh. He's been practicing. Baby Boy's been practicing those
lessons. Listen to
him.
Don't even know your power. And I stand. The song Mercy. Charlie Puth and Shawn Mendes. Can we make that happen, please?
We got to start the hashtag.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do.
And we were so close getting him to call Shawn, too.
Yeah, we were.
We one call away. He's on your phone. We both looked at him like he was going to call him, and he was like, nah.
Yeah. Every time you want him to call a celebrity, they're like, nah, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, I usually don't do that.
Because you don't want to ruin that friendship.
Yeah.
We'll have Haley Steinfeld's interview tomorrow. Who got to talk to her?
Me.
It was you, Kelly?
And me.
Yeah.
Justin, look at you.
Team. Yeah, I was still upstairs upgrading somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Al was supposed to do that interview with me, too.
No, I was. And I said, hey, I'm here to do the interview. I was, no, it's okay. It's okay. Like, all right.
Yeah, I'd be a little bit nervous.
I'll be out here.
Justin seems to be taking all your
gigs. Yeah, I'd be out here in the hall.
Also, Big Al, thank you so much at the Christmas party. I put all my drinks on your tap. So thank you very much.
You did what?
My drinks on his tap at the bar.
Huh.
I'm sorry.
How do you do that?
Voted most likely to ask Kelly for money, our office superlatives.
We have those coming up here. We're about to talk about a Christmas party. But
oh, boy.
You go up to the... bar staff, the people that Al pays that work for him.
I didn't know they did that.
And you tell them, put it on his tab.
I was like, it's on Big Al.
Yeah.
Because I just got that check bonus, and I was trying to get it to the ATM,
but
I couldn't find a Bank of America close enough.
Oh,
so
okay.
I got you tomorrow.
How quickly are you going to go through our bonus?
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Hold on one second. How many, did you buy people drinks?
No.
Are you sure about that? Because you were asking everyone, hey, do you want me to get you a...
Oh, yes.
Yes. Wait, what?
What?
Did
well,
you?
I was getting everyone drinks. It was just people
how many drinks did
asking
I buy
me what
people?
I wanted. Yeah.
Oh, you were just picking them up. You weren't paying for them.
Yeah, I wasn't. No.
Apparently, I paid for them.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much. That's really sweet of you.
Thank you.
It was a very big comp tab that night.
But that's you did?
I got it. Yeah. I got it. Yeah. That's all right.
You got me a beer.
How big was the comp tab?
Yeah, it's a couple
you
hundred
got me
dollars.
A drink.
A couple hundred? That's not bad.
Not bad.
That's not.
And we provided entertainment.
Yeah.
Would you call it entertainment?
Yeah.
I would like to talk to someone who was there in the audience or, you know, as a bar patron
okay.
that night.
All right.
Who didn't realize they were going to be suffering the aftermath of the Kid Craddock Morning Show
Let's
Christmas party.
Taking over the karaoke
so
machine.
Could, you know, because I'm sure y'all all think you were real cute and entertaining. I'd like to hear from somebody who was there.
I told Al. These were probably my best performances ever at his bar.
Yeah, you always think that, Jesse, in the moment.
Right.
Mine was not good, of course, but I did it. Everyone was doing slow stuff, so I did something upbeat just for the crowd. I just wanted to get the crowd going.
If you were there at Big Al's bar while we were singing karaoke and you have a review.
Oh, man.
And there were only about 20 people in there, I would say.
Yeah, because they cleared the place out when they realized what was happening. Mm-hmm.
Give us a call and tell us.
Oh, boy.
800-KID-LIVE is our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we will finally reveal who on the show in this room.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations to you guys.
Got engaged. We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
A couple text messages here before we get into the big reveal. Is Charlie really as tall as JC and Justin, or is he just standing on something? Obviously, he was shorter, so surprised to see him eye level. Yeah, he's that tall. He is taller than you would expect. You can actually catch the whole interview with Charlie Puth from Jingle Ball over at KidNation.com.
All right.
Along with all the other interviews we've had on air with Megan Trainor, Daya. And tomorrow we have Haley Steinfeld, 7:50 Central.
All right.
Had fun hanging out with you guys over the weekend.
Yeah, it's always cool to hang out with you guys, man.
We had our Christmas party, our company Christmas party. I thought we were a little early in the game, but there were a lot of them over the weekend based on what I saw on
Facebook. Yeah, they started, man. They are in full swing.
And you probably see this all the time, Al, because you own a bar.
Yeah.
So you see them stop by or...
Yeah, they either have their Christmas party at my bar or they come after and sing some karaoke, kind of like we did. We had it at another location, then went down there and just took over the karaoke stage, literally.
Now, we wouldn't say we had anybody ruin the party or anything because nobody got too drunk like some other Christmas parties.
Yeah, I didn't... Well, I left early, so I don't know what happened at Al's bar, but at the actual... Party itself? No, everybody was good.
It was pretty tame.
Yeah.
It was pretty tame.
Which means, you know, boring.
Right.
Well,
nobody got drunk and embarrassed themselves. There's really nothing. The thing is, there's nothing really to tell for the radio.
Yeah, it was pretty tame. We were just talking, everybody having a good time, eating, whatever. And then the superlatives happened. And this is where we started heating up.
Oh,
the
superlatives
were, that was fun. That was funny. You guys got to vote on a list of 10 things most likely to, ranging from, getting arrested, gay for pay. That allowed us to bring up some inside jokes in the office.
Right. And it was just to have a good time. We saw, you know, it's what you see on the yearbooks, basically, but for our show, for the end of the year. So we'll go through the superlatives.
All right.
Who is most likely to ask Kelly Raspberry for money? Oh, don't intro the clip is what I'm being told.
It's on there.
Sorry about that. So I'm just going to go ahead and say this is superlative number one, okay? There you go.
Most likely to... Let's do most likely to ask Kelly for money.
Yay!
Literally the only person that got votes for this was Justin.
Yay!
Most likely to kill a pet. This one ended up being pretty close. JC, you beat me by one vote.
Yeah. Too soon, you guys.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Shug.
At least I got $5 to the deli.
Yeah, $5 deli gift cards to everyone.
And
that
the lady
won
at the deli went to all the trouble of making little gift certificates.
She was so excited.
So sweet. Here is the second round.
All right.
This one was actually pretty close. The winner of this one only won by one vote, and it is most likely to have an unplanned pregnancy.
JC!
No.
And I love that your girlfriend's here, Al. This one's for you.
Big Al Mack with the win on that one.
Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to the third one.
Good. All right, we're going to go with most likely to misspell everything on social media. Justin, you got $10. Most likely to come back after winter break looking unrecognizable, and without a doubt, that went to Elena. All right, this one was a tie. And since it's tonight, we have most likely to get lucky tonight after the Christmas party. And this was absolutely an equal tie between Trey and Kelly. But I'm gonna give this one to Trey because Kelly's rich.
How shocked that was.
Because Kelly's rich.
Oh. Right.
That Trey needs the $5 to the deli more. That was a tie between you two.
Well, I thought at first they meant that you and I were going to get, you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah, No.
And that was a joke at the end.
Was that right, Trey?
That she has more money than me? Yes.
No.
No, that you won fair and square.
Oh, we had a lovely night, dropped her off at home, kissed her on the hand.
Great. Sure.
Good. You know
good
what?
Answer, Trey.
So sweet. That's
a good gentleman. Gentlemanly thing to do. That means
such
yes.
a gentleman.
By the way, yes. One of the text messages we got in based on who got engaged at the Christmas party, one was, is it Trey with his new girlfriend? No, it is not Trey. It's somebody in this room.
Okay.
And our producer just walked in the room.
Yes,
he did. Is it you, Robert, Mr. Already Married Guy?
What did I do?
Are you
no,
renewing,
it wasn't me.
No, it was not.
Renewing the wedding vows with a wife?
No. 10 years next year, though.
Yeah. All congratulations.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe mm-hmm. you should actually, you know, because Robert eloped. They went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I
why
know
why
that.
For yeah. just you know in case she's not listening, why don't you surprise her with a real wedding next year for the 10th anniversary?
Because she wouldn't be into that. No, I think we're going to go somewhere and renew our vows.
Okay,
that's cool.
I love nice. That. He was yeah. talking about going somewhere that's far, cool. somewhere nice on
yeah,
vacation.
Somewhere fancy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that means we're not invited.
No. Well, you came to my first.
We could do
wedding,
the raspberry road trip to your second wedding.
Yeah, I'll tag along.
Yeah.
They were talking about going across the world somewhere tropical.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Okay.
I would come along for that.
Yeah.
Now, we've tricked you in the past, Kid Nation. We'd be like, is somebody on the show got engaged? And then it's somebody in the back or something.
Yeah.
This time it is somebody in this actual room.
Oh,
somebody standing in the broadcasting room got engaged over the weekend. Okay.
Or sitting.
I guess I'm the only one standing along with White Chuck. did you go online and see what the people were saying?
I did pull a few, yeah.
Okay.
Kelly Raspberry, did you get engaged, says Joshua.
Okay.
JC's already married, no offense, but we know it ain't Jenna. And I don't think Big Al would pull the trigger.
Ooh.
We know Caroline, Justin, and Elena aren't getting married. Is Shannon married yet?
Whoa.
Mm. Okay.
That was just one of the...
Yeah.
Right.
Steve says, didn't Al say Dr. Girlfriend wasn't coming to the Christmas party on Friday during the show?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the most obvious, right? Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes.
Tim says, intently looking for Kelly Raspberry's left hand to pop up this morning on Kid TV.
Oh,
look at that. We'd be smart until...
It is strategically placed under her right hand at the moment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You never know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll just go ahead. We'll go down the line here and we'll ask the question.
All right.
Big Al Mack, did you, after 4.5 years, possibly 5, we're not sure... finally go to that jewelry store, buy a ring, and put it on your girlfriend's finger?
Well, we have been together a while.
Mm-hmm.
She did surprise me and pop into town for the Christmas party.
Yeah.
No, I did not.
It is not Big Al Mack. Okay.
But wouldn't you have loved to have been a fly on the wall at the end of the night?
Don't interrupt the bit, Kel.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, we'll dedicate the whole next bit for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kelly Raspberry, after finding your soulmate.
Hello, I'm Alan.
On Bumble and dating for over a year.
You know what? It'll be our 11-month anniversary.
Almost a year.
In 5 days.
Happy early anniversary.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You guys have met the kids?
A month anniversary.
Yeah.
The kids get along?
The parents have all met.
Everybody's met.
This will be a great
way. Your dad says nothing but good things about Alan.
Great way to bring it all together.
Yeah. Beautiful place to do it in front of your friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
Except your parents.
What?
Well, it was just us at the Christmas party.
Oh.
Kelly Raspberry, are you and...
Hello, I'm Alan.
...engaged?
I'm so... sorry to say it's not me.
It's not Kelly Raspberry.
Wow.
Huh.
See, that leaves JC and Jenna.
Yeah. And everybody in their cars doing that pug head tilt.
Hmm.
We'll take you back to the Christmas party for this announcement.
Thank you for everyone that voted. I have one other thing I want to say to everyone. Alex and I are engaged.
Hello, I'm Alex.
Now I know, Kid Nation.
Plot twist.
Plot twist.
Yeah, that was out of left field, Jenna.
Yeah, I know.
You're sitting in your car surprised, maybe at work surprised, as were we.
We were.
Because we were very surprised, Jenna.
As was I.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, who goes from single to engaged, right?
Well, that's the normal progression.
Well, I mean, there was no
dating.
Like, hint.
Yeah, right,
yeah,
right.
You go 0 to 100 real quick.
At least from show perspective. Now, there's stuff obviously was okay. going on off
of course.
The show.
Yes, you guys, it is me. It is me. What are the chances? It is me. I was as shocked as you guys currently are.
Number one question everybody's wondering right now.
Yeah.
Who's Alex?
Now, Alex is my ex-boyfriend, and we broke
It's true.
Yeah.
This is true.
It's all true. I know. I mean, this is funny. It is. It's true. We've been broken up for nearly a year, and when I came back from the kids trip, he was at my house.
Uh-huh.
And we've actually spent all this time apart. You know, we haven't been messing around, making it muddy or anything. We broke up. I mean, I thought it was for good. And I had told him then, and I continue to hold to this, don't come back into my life unless you're certain and there's a ring involved. And he came to my house, and we had a long talk, and he asked me to move in.
Uh-huh.
After the holidays, yeah, like he's ready. He's done a lot of soul searching, and I said, I would love that, but I'm not going to do that without the commitment. And I feel really strongly about that.
You stood your ground.
And I don't care if it's some fancy ring. I don't care if it's a $10 gold band you find somewhere. I want that commitment because it's a huge deal to him. I mean, as it is to most guys. And to me, it's important to me. And he said, okay. He's like, well, that's where I met. I think he wanted to surprise me differently, you know, a little bit later. Like on vacation, you know, most people envision a proposal going a little bit differently. Like, we're going to date again, you're going to propose. But it was very important to me. I feel like after 5 years of on and off, that's where we should be.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and looked at rings and met with a jeweler. He was like, I want to see what you would like. And I said, honestly, I'd be fine with anything. And I know it's not very traditional. So we picked out a gold band. I said, if you want to surprise me with some ring of your choice later, that's fine. But I picked this awesome gold and diamond band from Cartier that I love, and I'm totally happy with it, and that's it.
You're engaged.
That's it. Yay! Yes. Yay! Yes. I know, not very traditional, but I'm not traditional, so I'm thrilled. I'm happy with it, and in no hurry, like I wasn't before. No hurry to do anything. We're going to move in together, and
the engaged part is the fun part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You guys
true
know I don't want a wedding, so I think that's going to be a little, I forget people start asking you all those questions. Like, when's the wedding?
Yep, yep.
When's the wedding? But we told our friends and family the night before.
Mm-hmm.
He had told his parents and brother and his friends, my family, and then I wanted to share it with you guys before I came into work and shared it.
Yes.
But I know you guys, everyone was pretty shocked.
So you're not pregnant, right?
I am not pregnant.
Wow.
No.
Well, we got
to
check.
No.
You don't have to check.
No,
you
I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah.
The commitment and the symbol was important to me, you know? So, yeah, I think not traditional and not the way he envisioned a proposal going, but I said, you can surprise me another time if you really want, but
so
it's not about the ring for me.
So he might still be able to have the proposal of his dreams and surprise you with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, we've been through a lot. We haven't had a traditional relationship, and I didn't want to just start dating again and
How long have you guys been talking, I guess, on and off?
Since kids.
Yeah, that's it. It's
a month.
No, I'm talking about your entire relationship. 5 years?
The thing is with me and Alex, like, I loved him the first time I saw him, so it was always for me. It didn't make sense to me why we weren't together.
Aw.
And I think he just had a lot, you know, going on, a lot to go through and growing up and all sorts of things and...
You said love
came
at first sight, basically.
For me, for sure. I could never figure out why we weren't together. So, yeah, I was very heartbroken the last time. But it was on me, too. I put my foot down for what I wanted. I think that's important. You know, you got to set the boundary for what you deserve and what you want. And either someone catches up to that or they don't, you know?
Now, when you fall in love with somebody at first sight and he has a twin, I've always wanted to ask you this. How come the other twin didn't get the love at first sight? How come Alex got it?
I don't know. I was always able to tell them apart.
I mean,
the other twin's like my brother, too. But yeah, I was always always able to tell them apart for some reason. You know, they're very different. People that know twins, they are different.
Right.
They do look alike.
Personality-wise,
they're very different. They do look alike. Yeah, so I'm really excited. I mean, I'm shocked. I'm just going to, you know, like anything else, day by day and enjoy it. Look, not in a hurry for any party or anything fancy. It's just about day to day. I'm excited.
You're happy to be where you're at.
Yeah, but I was shocked too. Still a little shocked and thrilled. Yeah. Yeah.
Jenna, the fiance.
Yeah.
People are excited on the social media. One girl's in tears.
We had a dude write in, I think it was on Instagram, and said, drinks on me if it's Jenna. Basically
drinks on me. I know. No one was guessing me. No one expected it. I told Kelly, I'm like, Kelly, I don't want to steal your engagement thunder because I'm sure that's coming soon for Kelly as well. What are the chances we're all going to be in a relationship? We're all in a relationship now.
We all are.
We all are. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got a text.
How'd that go afterwards?
It went fine, man.
Was the press put on you?
Any discussion at all about, wow.
No.
Congratulations.
No, I didn't know. I was like, who? No, it was fine. It was fine. There's no pressure.
Well, it's whatever works for you.
Absolutely.
You know, as public as it is, it's really about what, you know,
absolutely.
It is about me and him and what works. And that was important. That was very important to me. I never thought a ring would be that important to me. And it's not about size of the ring or how fancy. It's just the symbol of commitment.
That's going to be huge. I know this dude. It's going to be huge.
Yeah. Yeah, you got some good taste. Yeah.
So,
all right, well, congratulations.
I know, crazy.
Yeah.
I feel very calm.
Everybody.
I feel very calm. I feel very chill about it.
Well, you've had a few days to digest it.
Yeah, but I'm...
The listeners, on the other hand, are just now hearing this news. And what did they post on Kid Nation over the weekend? Someone... Was it? Because I was getting text messages and phone calls.
Someone announced their engagement at the Christmas party. Yeah, they teased it for today.
Yeah,
we did.
I'll keep you guys in the loop, but don't expect a wedding anytime soon. I'm not gonna beat you guys down with engagement showers and engagement photos. That's just not me.
Al and I won't be going to showers because those are for the ladies.
No.
No engagement shower is couple stuff.
No. Even if they do the couple ones.
No.
You had a couples one.
Yeah, but that was
you had more than one.
I didn't go to any of them.
Yeah.
I stood my ground.
Al didn't go.
I stood my ground.
I have a feeling
the groom
will have a long engagement.
Yeah.
That sounds nice to me.
Well, we want to know what happened at your Christmas party, whether it's good, like Jenna's engagement, or
fail.
Did I at least bring a little entertainment?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
You brought the shock and awe.
Yeah. And then Jenna went and karaoke'd with us and everything. Brandly new fiance. We do want to hear from you, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
Company Christmas party fails. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're just joining us and you missed the announcement of who got engaged over the weekend at the holiday Christmas party or the Christmas party we had for work, it was Jenna Owens.
Yep.
It's me.
The underdog.
Right?
That's what everybody's claiming.
Who goes from single to engaged?
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's someone I've known for a long time.
Jenna, we're getting a lot.
I wasn't secretly dating or anything.
We will get to your holiday party fails here in a minute, but a couple text messages for Jenna. What the heck is life right now? Jenna, we are so excited for you. No one deserves it the way you do. Congrats, Jenna and Alex.
Oh, thanks. I know. It is shocking. It is shocking for everyone.
Jenna, the same exact situation happened with me. Everyone was so surprised, but it was meant to be. And currently, we're very happily married, and we have a bouncy 3-year-old girl.
Yay.
Nice. Very nice.
Things could not be more perfect. Yeah, you guys could be having a bouncy...
Babies.
Bouncy baby. The male population of Kid Nation... It's crying right now in the corner.
It's all right, you guys.
You'll be fine, guys. You'll be fine.
Nothing's going to change for you.
Jenna will still post pictures.
Yep.
It's fine.
Elena's still single.
Still
on the Bumble.
There you go.
Still on the Bumble and the Tinder.
And Jenna, you may have saved a relationship here with this. I was just on my way to see my ex-boyfriend behind my current boyfriend's back when Jenna's announcement changed my mind. My guy and I have been through a lot too, but maybe there is a little chance for us to do a little happily ever after. It was love at first sight for me too. Thank you, Jenna, and congrats.
Oh, wow.
Now, that was a deep one right there.
Wow.
Saving relationships. And now we move on to your Christmas party fails.
Okay.
We didn't have any Christmas party fails unless there was something that went on at the karaoke time at Big Al's Bar.
No. The biggest Christmas party fail didn't happen this year. It happened every time we do this bit, I think about the girl that used to work here, and she got a little drunk, fell off her chair, and I put her in a cab, and she leaned over to me as I put her in the cab, and she wanted to kiss me.
Oh, yeah.
She tilted her head and everything.
That's story.
Red teeth.
I love that story.
Puckered up.
Yeah.
And now I just shoved her in the cab. Give her the Heisman. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. My district director, this is from the text, my district director had the district Christmas party this past Friday at his amazing house.
All right.
And if he's a district director, that means he has a nice one, right?
Right.
One coworker got so drunk.
Oh, Lord.
We realized we couldn't find him. Turns out they found him passed out in our director's bed.
Oh.
Can't wait to go to work today and see what happened. I was getting ready. This is a woman's worst nightmare, I think. I was getting ready for my husband's company Christmas party. I was using the curling iron to curl my bangs. I immediately started seeing smoke, so I pulled the curling iron away, and my bangs came with it.
Oh, no. Oh.
My curling iron had overheated. Needless to say, I cut some hair to cover the short hair sticking straight up. But worse, I smelt like burnt hair all night.
Oh. Oh, man.
My husband's friends loved going by me and sniffing.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's funny.
Yeah, because what do you do then?
Well,
what do you do then?
Yeah, you got to go to the party.
Nobody has a wig. Let's see here. Let's go to the phones with James.
All right.
We're doing Christmas party fails from over the weekend.
800-543-3548.
Call us at 800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, James, what happened?
Well, first off, from everybody in Kid Nation, I want to say congratulations, Jenna.
Thanks, James.
Aww.
You're welcome. When one door opens, another door closes, because our Christmas party has been postponed before it even gets started because my boss got caught cheating with his on his wife with his secretary.
Oh no!
Before the party.
And what the bad part is I work for the county that I live in, and my boss and his wife are both county employees, so they were planning the Christmas party together. So now that happened, there's a whole lot of drama going on, and it's like, do we really want to have this Christmas party?
Oh, man.
And I'm just sitting in the back like, well, there's door prizes. I wanted a flat.
Wow.
Yeah, that sucks. You don't get the door prizes now.
No. Yeah, why should you
have
to suffer?
Yeah, they give away door prizes to, like, everybody from $5 gift cards to flat-screen TVs. I'm like, I wanted a flat-screen.
Yeah.
You know, just do the party.
I agree. Dang. The party must go on.
Do you know how he got caught?
I actually don't know all the details, but it was, like, something like his wife was going to surprise him at work or something, and, like, he was in the middle of doing something with her.
Oh, boy.
Man.
Yeah,
the
buddy.
Secretary. That's still happening.
So the surprise.
Yeah.
The surprise visit.
All right, James. Well, hopefully your Christmas party does happen and you win that flat screen. This year, that went to Carolyn. At our party.
you got to work on that. It's your gut. You got to lower.
She has the best laugh. You're not even done with a joke, and she's already because it's like she knows where it's going.
No, you didn't. No.
She laughed all the way.
Yeah, she did.
To Kelly's house with that flat screen.
I don't know where she's going to put it.
Yeah.
On your wall?
Yeah. Yes, Justin.
No, Justin just entered
the
room.
Speaking of the door prizes, so I got the virtual reality thing. I won that. But I was wanting to know if it's okay if I can exchange that and get my money back. I didn't get money.
You can sell it on your own.
Wait, I can't get the gift.
You ungrateful employee.
Gift receipt? Why?
Because what am I going to be doing standing around my room
that
just in a virtual reality
experience?
I want
it. I'll trade you.
What'd you get?
I got an engagement ring.
I'll take that one.
I don't want it that bad. No, I can't Google the home thing.
See, but Carolyn won that big old TV.
She's not going to trade you.
That big old TV. That's what I wanted.
You're not going to trade for a TV.
Okay,
for 65.
But can I get a gift receipt?
No. Just look at it as this is your year, and it's. I just was like, I'm just lucky. I won something. It's just good luck.
I never win.
Yeah, I was just excited. Like it's a good sign. I'm just the lucky. You're just lucky.
I'm just trying to figure. But I got it. But I don't see my. I can't see myself sitting down on the couch.
Give it to someone else. I would love
it. Re-gift it.
I like it.
Gift.
Are you kidding? Do you know how fun that sounds to do late at night and put on virtual reality? People cry. I want to try it.
Have you seen the commercials?
Yes, but I just want a big old flat screen TV
on a wall.
That would be nice instead of a chair on my table.
It looks like a flat screen TV when it's up against your face.
That's true.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's it's easy to say that whatever you got when you don't have anything that you need.
Just get out of here with your complaining.
Okay, fine. So I just wanted to know.
This guy wants to trade for a flat screen.
$10 to the deli and the door prize.
Yeah, this guy.
Can I get a gift receipt?
Yo. Jenna, you got at least you won in this room. You got the Google thing.
Yeah, I don't
Alexa
know how it
or
works.
Whatever her name is.
You won the TV last year, JC.
I know, and I love that.
Yeah, thing. I'm just excited I won something.
Every time I walk by the TV, I just run my finger through it and want to make out with it. Love my TV. It's the greatest thing I've ever won.
Like a free TV, bro.
Yeah, it's the only thing I've ever won. Hey, Marie.
Hello.
All right, so we're doing Christmas parties gone wrong. What happened at yours?
Well, our beautiful secretary receptionist went into labor an hour before our party, she couldn't make it.
Oh, no.
And then an hour after our party, our CEO, had a massive, heart issue and had to go to the ER.
Oh, no.
But the best part would be the district manager, who is not... very forthcoming like this, got really drunk and hit on every female, married or single.
Wow.
To the point that it upset his wife that she kicked him out of the house and left him 4 hours later.
Oh my God. Oh, no.
Man.
Your company's going to be like a lot of fun today.
Maybe he can
fix
that.
Yeah, we're all just kind of waiting to see what happens. There was a lot of text messages going on Saturday.
Yeah.
Your boss is okay, though.
And yeah, how's your boss doing? Is he doing better?
He's actually fine, and we have a beautiful new baby to join our little work family.
Wow. Yeah.
And apparently we'll be looking for a new district manager soon.
A newly single district manager.
Yes. He actually came to my bar and was going to sing some karaoke. I threw him right out.
Yeah, you get out.
Thank you, Marie.
Yeah.
Woo! Man!
Man.
Our Christmas party fail. That's a
And let's be honest, don't we look forward to something happening at our Christmas party?
Usually there's always something.
Let's be honest with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something we can text about on Saturday.
Yeah. You just hope it's not your significant other.
Yeah.
Or you. You hope it's somebody else. Yeah. Not that bad. Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going? We're doing Christmas fails here. Christmas party fails. What was yours?
It's just a fail, I guess, because it doesn't exist. We don't even get a Christmas party.
We don't get a
bonus. We work on Christmas Eve. You know, good time.
This is the real life. Must be nice guy, right?
Is your
I think this is more often the case than not. Though.
Yeah. That sucks, Will.
Yeah, no Christmas parties, no bonus, no, not even getting told Merry Christmas.
Your boss like a Grinch?
That's one way to say it.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to put it.
See, listen to Will here, people. When you do have at least a little holiday party or whatever, even if it is a happy hour, at least your company's thinking of you. Will's not getting anything.
And like Kelly said, that probably happens at more companies than not.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe you can organize a little potluck.
Yeah. Have some at your house, Will.
Yeah, or no, or have it in the office.
Or somebody's house. Somewhere.
I don't know if I like them enough to have them at my house.
We're complaining anyway.
Hey, you know what, Will? Merry Christmas, Will.
Merry Christmas, too. And congratulations, Jenna.
Thank you.
Yeah. Poor Will. No Christmas party. Alright, this is weird. I don't know. I've heard of other husbands doing this. And I don't understand it. Why? Because I think it's creepy.
What is it?
Lori, what did your husband do?
He works in construction.
Yeah. But what did he do to you at the Christmas party?
No, my husband and I were both roofied. We got slipped a roofie.
Both of you.
He didn't do it. Someone else.
Oh, I thought he slipped it on yours. No way.
Did it make you very sick?
Oh, we don't remember the night. We woke up in a hotel room. I had a black eye covered in vomit. And my husband was next to me. I popped up and said, "Where are we? Oh, my God, where are we?" He had no idea what happened. I had no idea what happened. He was missing a shirt. I was missing a shoe and my phone and everything else. And so we used his phone to call his cousin, which was right across the hotel room, to make sure we were okay. He stayed and checked us in. And so we had to pick up the pieces and figure out what had happened through the night.
Yeah. It's like a real-life hangover movie.
Right.
Like did you ever piece it together?
Yes, we found out who the guy was. The guy got fired. and my husband took his shirt off at the party. He got kicked out of the place.
Wow. Yeah.
But the scariest thing was we have four children, and they were all at home with a babysitter, and we said, you know, we're not going to stay long. We'll probably be back, you know, whatever. And then I'm like, oh, my goodness, our babysitter, you know, freaked out. We had to call people and our family to see what had happened, but it was the worst next day ever.
Sounds like it.
You can file criminal charges
absolutely.
Against that person, right?
That is awful that he did that. And
right.
I am just glad that you guys ended up together. You know,
yes.
At least that was.
That's
if you look
so
at
scary.
Any positive.
Did the guy did the guy not like you, or did he think it was a joke? What was his motivation for doing that?
All we know is that he was a new employee. I mean, he hadn't even been there a full week, and or maybe it was maybe 2 weeks. So something's very, very new. And he got kicked out right away. They figured out who it was. We're not sure how they figured out who it was, but
maybe cameras
narrowed it down.
Hey, I'm glad they found him and they fired him. He got what he deserves.
Meanwhile, Will
thank
just
you,
called
Lord.
Back and said, "Thank God we didn't have a Christmas party."
Yeah, that's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah, roofies are a no-go. That's happened to me once, but I knew it was coming. I felt so sick.
Yeah.
You know, I put myself in a cab like I knew. I couldn't see. I was nauseous. Sometimes you know that feeling. You're like, this isn't okay. That's
Man.
So scary.
That is very scary. I've had it happen to me before, too, and it wasn't very fun.
No.
I don't think I've had it happen. I'm not going
really? To. Yeah, no, man, it's not. Yeah. It's not good. People think it's funny. They think you're going to be funny, and it's not.
No, you're
not funny.
Funny. No,
you end up extremely sick
in
a mess, and then you get lost. And then you wake up at the
beach. I have
beach.
Ended up in an elf costume at a hotel on a bed, and not knowing how it happened.
But yeah,
it was a wholly different.
You review yourself.
True, man.
Oh man, I remember that. Story.
You remember that?
Yeah.
This lady said to her date, there's a black elf in our bed. We can laugh. We can laugh about it now.
Yeah. From Christmas party fails to Christmas wishes. We'll
there you go.
Go a little more lighthearted here. We'll try to make somebody's holidays a little bit better here and see if we can help them out with a Christmas wish next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Are you guys ready for another Christmas wish?
Yes.
Again, if you want to nominate a family, all you got to do is go to kidnation.com. Let us know about that family and what they could possibly want this Christmas. And we'll try our best to grant this Christmas wish. Most of the time, these people don't know what's going on because the letter was written about them. So they come in here.
Yeah.
It's anonymously. They come in knowing exactly nothing, which is cool with us and more fun.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hi, Katie. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. My name is JC. I got Kelly Raspberry, Big Al, Matt, Jenna Owens. We do the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey.
Yeah,
I know you guys.
Hey.
How are y'all?
We're doing great. Now, I know you have no idea what's happening right now.
No.
You don't. Well, a little birdie told us that your favorite holiday is Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course.
Right? Whose is it? But this birdie also told us that you are dealing with something, and they wrote us a letter. And if you don't mind, would it be cool if we read you that letter right now, Katie?
Sure, I'd love that.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to have the pleasure of reading this for you. It says, I'm nominating my friends Logan and Katie Lacey. They are amazing friends with Giving Hearts. Logan is a middle school teacher. Katie's a stylist and homeschool teacher for their three boys. They recently found out their youngest son, John Luke, has craniosynostosis. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
Wow, good job, Kelly.
It's a birth defect that caused the front suture of his skull to close up, so his brain has no room to grow, and he's going to need extensive surgery. They're having to come up with the expensive copays on top of the deductible. I hope you grant this wish to them all for a Christmas blessing. It's Katie's favorite holiday. Logan and Katie need a blessing, and I know God can use y'all to bless them, and that's from your friend Carolyn.
And Carolyn's on the phone right now.
Hey. Oh, Carolyn, you make me. I know. Hi, Katie. Oh my gosh.
Carolyn, what stands out with Katie? What made you write this letter?
Oh, she's just an amazing friend. We've been friends. We met at church, and she's my hairdresser as well. And every time I come over, and we get to fellowship, and she's so awesome. And she and her husband and all her boys, they're just amazing.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Love on everybody.
And they probably have great hair, don't they?
They do. Her husband has the best beard ever.
Oh, JC,
jealous.
I
love you for saying that.
Beard envy over here.
Sorry, JC.
Now, Katie, little John Luke, this craniosynostosis So, I mean, what we take, you know, kids. I don't know that we've ever had this on our kids trip. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, the way your skull grows, there's room for your brain to grow with babies. Yeah. And most of the time, most of the baby's brain growth starts between, you know, birth to 18 months. Well, for John Luke, his front sutures, where your forehead is, closed up. So if he doesn't have the surgery, his brain, it can cause brain damage, but right now it's more like his brain would have to choose somewhere else to grow. So the type that he has, his brain and head would kind of start growing in like a triangle shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so later on, if we waited, it would cause, you know, eye problems. His eyes would kind of start to slouch a little bit. And so it just closed a little too early. And he's not in pain or anything, but it's something that would be quite a deformity down the road.
Yeah. So it's something that can be fixed. It's just super ridiculously expensive to fix it.
It's extremely serious and scary. He would be in ICU for a few days, and his eyes will be swollen shut for anywhere from, you know, a day to a week, and just scary stuff.
And I'm sure getting that news as a parent was pretty drastic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we went in thinking that the doctor was kind of just being overly protective, and then it went from that to, this is serious. And, you know, we've been in shock for quite a while. And we were very focused on, you know, Thanksgiving and the holidays. My husband set up the tree in October just so that we could have something happy to focus on, you know.
Good.
And, so now that the holidays aren't over, but our focus of them is gone, we've kind of hit us like a rock that, you know.
Yeah, you don't think about the holidays when you find out that your son is sick until the holidays actually arrive, and then you're sitting there going like, oh, man, we have all these copays, we have all this medicine, we have surgeries to think about.
Yeah, and we're, you know, it's 5 days before Christmas that we're having the surgery, and, you know, so we're just trying to make it as special as we can at home for our other boys. And there's Christmas lights everywhere, and, you know.
So you guys already got the Christmas tree up and you got the lights up to make the kids feel happy. How old's John Luke?
John Luke is 9 months.
9 months old, so baby boy right there.
And he is an angel. I mean, he's
beautiful.
Everybody thinks their kids is an angel, but I mean, God makes them extra sweet when there's, you know, things that you're going to go through with them. So
as a 9 month old, he probably can't tell you what he's into, so he's probably into 9 month old type stuff.
Yeah.
He's
into slobbering.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Crying.
He likes pooping and peeing.
Yeah, I mean, that's his favorite thing to do.
Shout out.
What about your other two kids, Katie?
Oh, my son Landon is 8, and Jace. I don't ever remember their names. Is that
No, that's fine.
Jace is almost 4, and oh my gosh, they're just boys. You know, they love Rangers and NASCAR and cars, and they play outside all the time. I mean, they're just boys. Jace likes to bake. He's my little craft buddy. We do things like that all the time.
Oh, Jace likes to bake?
Yeah, Jace is my baker. He kind of just follows in my, like, creative, crafty way. So he likes to paint, and, you know, they're just good boys.
Well, you sound like a super fun mom, especially since you get to be with them all day long and homeschool them and all that stuff.
I know. So thankful.
And I know you would have found a way to make this Christmas extremely beautiful for them. But just to help you out, Carolyn wrote us. We're going to go ahead and grant this Christmas wish for you, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a gift card for Toys R Us so you can go buy all the drooly toys that you need for John Luke. And maybe you can go to Babies R Us and get diapers. Whatever you need for John Luke with that gift card, you can get it. And as well as Landon and Jace, you can get them their cars. Maybe an easy bake oven for Jace so he can do some baking. Buy those cars so that they could do the little racetrack cars on there. Whatever you want to buy at Toys R Us. To put it under the Christmas tree.
That's a Hot Wheels.
So you don't have to worry about that this year, Katie. You can do that. And
my gosh.
We're also going to give you some cash for you and your husband to purchase whatever Christmas presents you want to buy for each other since you already got the decorations up.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe it. Yeah, well, I listen to this every year, and I cry every year. I cannot believe this is us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, you have some great friends like Carolyn looking out for you, Katie.
Oh, well, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Carolyn. You're such a sweetheart.
Oh, I love you guys.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll be praying for you and your family, okay?
Thank
Happy holidays, guys.
So much.
Thank you, everybody
guys.
There. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. And good luck with the surgery. It's 4 days before Christmas, you said?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, thanks. Well, keep us posted. We want to know how it goes afterwards, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No. God bless you. Merry Christmas, all of you.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas to you.
To you,
babe. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, your troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang
morning show.
4 days away from getting yourself an autographed guitar. You can help out kids if you want to get in on this. An entry will cost you just $5. 13 entries, $50. You save a little money there.
Yeah.
And you'll be donating to kids because that's where all the money's going to. We have a chance for you to win a guitar signed by One Direction, minus Zayn, because he wasn't in the band when we got the guitar signed.
Right.
Taylor Swift, 5 Seconds of Summer, Demi Lovato, Shawn Mendes, who was just on SNL and killed it, Ellie Goulding, The Band Perry, Miley Cyrus, Train, Gavin DeGraw, potentially a Don Cheadle's also, but nobody wants to give us a guitar to sign.
Well, we could do that.
They said we're not worth it yet, but we are worth it.
Speaking of kids.
Go to kidnation.com for that, by the way.
Have you guys seen the beautiful portraits donated by Enchanted Fairies? Kelly?
Well, yeah, I have some.
I have one of my daughter. You have not seen what's in the other room. We're going to bring them in right now. Guys, y'all got to see this.
Okay.
Check this out.
It's a joke.
No,
I don't know.
This is not a joke. Look at these, Kelly. Look at
that. My daughter.
Watch Kid TV right now. Look at that. One of Chloe.
Oh my God.
One of Emma Kelly. Oh my God.
They even put them on frames and everything.
They're painted.
They're painting.
Who did that?
Enchanted Fairy.
Robert's going to put. Oh my God.
Those are the most beautiful. These things are 4 feet by 4 feet. I don't know. They're huge.
Unbelievable. They're gigantic. How sweet.
So Chloe and Emma Kelly is fairies.
Oh my.
Those are so pretty.
What a lovely surprise.
Those are huge.
It isn't that great.
What a lovely surprise. I thought you were joking.
No,
hand painted.
That's so nice. Thank you.
This is from Enchanted Fairies. Go check them out. They're huge.
Well, they do a huge donation to kids. Yeah, they have these portrait sittings they do, and it's really inexpensive, but the proceeds go to kids.
Yeah.
And then they have a calendar they vote on. They raise hundreds of thousands of dollars because these are so beautiful.
How do you make it look so real?
It's oil painting. This is their Renaissance collection.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're offering this where they can take the picture and then paint. They're offering this at the studio, too. This wasn't just something special.
Right.
Well, I mean, it is special, but I mean, it's for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Look how pretty my daughter is.
Check out Enchanted Fairies. These guys do awesome work, and they're good people, too.
They've done so much for kids.
Yeah.
They've given us so much money to help make the trip happen. So thank you.
I love it.
Isn't that great,
Kel? Isn't that something?
Where are you going to put it?
I don't know.
I'm going to put it right in the right when you walk into my house.
I think you should take the big screen down and put
it right there. Yeah. And just stare at that all
right?
day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Gorgeous.
Can't wait something. To hear what my son says. What about me?
Where's mine?
He could have done it.
He
it's
didn't
not
want
just
to.
For little girls.
I know, exactly. Right.
That's a good point to bring up. They have like these
settings
like,
or
settings for boys with yeah. arrows, yep. and they're like not fairies. What do they call them? Over there, like
knights,
kind of like Robin Hood or something.
Warriors,
right? Warriors.
Warriors. Oh,
okay, yeah.
And so they have arrows and slingshots, and they look really great. So boys can do this.
Oh my
it's
gosh,
not just for girls.
But this was done at Emma Kelly's birthday, right?
Yeah, this
wasn't
was from
it?
Emma Kelly loved it so much. We actually did it twice. She loved it so much. I took her one time. She said, "Mommy, I want my birthday party there." I'm like, "All right." So it took a while. We had like a dozen girls there, and each one got, they do their hair, their makeup, they put them in fairy
beautiful.
Costumes.
Beautiful.
They each got their own setting. We did a group shot. It was I wouldn't recommend it for parties of 12. It was
oh,
long.
Really? Too much time?
It was long.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really great. Great experience. She loved it so much she wanted that for her birthday.
That's
party.
So impressive. They're really, really, really good.
Well, it just jumps out at you.
That is
really
that's very large. Al, can I borrow your truck today?
It's not gonna fit in your car, is it?
Man, yeah, I don't think that's gonna fit in my
not
car.
Not gonna fit in your car.
I'll figure out how to get it in mine.
No, it'll fit in your car because you got the mom
biggin.
Car. You got the
I
soccer
got the
mom
biggin.
Car. I don't. Man, that's beautiful.
Well, I can take it in mine and I can drop it off at your house.
Yes. Oh yeah, Kelly, this
yeah, my car didn't go that far north. It doesn't. My car like explodes.
It's like one of those shopping carts with the emergency brake.
Yeah,
you try to take it too far in the parking
right.
lot.
You get past the loop or whatever it is, my car just stops right there.
Yeah, I feel really bad when I order a Lyft or an Uber.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so sorry. First thing I say, I'm so sorry I made you drive
They're
up here.
They're getting paid.
I know, but I still feel bad.
They probably like the longer distances.
Yeah, they probably do. I don't even know how to get up there.
Like, I live in an area where we have cows that get lost in our neighborhood.
Isn't that charming?
Yeah. You drive over a cow.
Get your passport.
Give me the city, brother.
Yeah, we will. Well, that's really cool. Thank you, Enchanted Fairies. We'll post pictures of the
pictures
oil
of
paintings.
The pictures. Yeah.
Pictures of the pictures online so you can check them out. And what's the website again?
Enchantedferries.com.
Enchantedferries.com.
That's a good name. That's a good name for Enchanted Fairies.
It could have been a twist.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
It could be org.
And you're also going to get a certificate of authenticity that'll be coming soon.
Oh, really?
That go with these, yeah.
Well, a certificate of authenticity.
Yeah. Don't accept the fakes.
Yeah. Well, resale value is probably not high.
Very cool.
It's pretty custom.
That could be art.
That is art.
It
I
is
could
art.
Sell that.
It is art.
For a handsome profit.
Those look like models right there. Emma Kelly and
yeah,
Chloe.
Yeah, they do.
I almost forgot my daughter's name for a second.
Well, because you're just so taken aback by the beauty of
it. We won't
so
tell her that. We won't tell her that.
All right.
You love it.
I
you
do
can't
love
stop
it.
Looking at it.
I can't.
It's beautiful.
That's my favorite picture of hers. That really is my favorite picture
What is
of hers.
The picture from?
That's the Enchanted Fairies photo shoot that they did.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The actual,
so
that's the actual picture.
From the photo shoot. I see.
Yeah. We have the real deal, and they actually painted it. That's why I thought
awesome.
It was, I didn't know it was a oil painting. Beautiful. We got to see Santa Claus yesterday, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At the mall, I'm guessing?
No, we went to some brunch.
And he's just there chilling, having
he's
a mimosa?
So busy.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he's been going around everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Were the kids sitting on his lap?
Of course. And then my wife and my buddy's wife go missing, and we find them sitting on Santa's lap.
Yeah. Whispering what they want for
of
Christmas
course.
In his ear.
Yeah.
Has Kinsey been a good girl?
Oh, yeah. She's been pretty naughty, too.
Does Santa, like, drink eggnog and stuff?
No, he was just chilling.
Okay. I didn't know if that was against the rule of Santa Claus.
I think he could, though, if he wants to.
Yeah.
Does he drink water?
He's St. Nick. I mean, do anything he wants.
He drinks milk, for sure, for the cookies.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. But he talked to my son.
Have a little eggnog, a little rum in it.
Yeah.
Did you record it?
No. Because I don't know if Santa Claus wants to be featured on camera all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know how they have rules. No, but on but to
he's
broadcast
there to take
it,
pictures
to broadcast
FaceTime,
it and
like
put
a
it
FaceTime
yeah,
live or something,
like put it on Facebook Live.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know the rules about the Santa Claus.
As long as you're not up at the, as long as you're not chilling at the North Pole, giving away his secrets.
Right. No, but he told my son to shaping up. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm telling you, kids.
He had stern words for your Kaysen.
Santa's been watching. He's been watching. Somehow he like,
knows.
Hey, Kaysen.
He knows when you've been. Not bad or good. Let's see. He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been.
If something. You've been bad or good.
Oh my.
It's been a while since I was
going to look up the lyrics.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.